And when they got home from this spiritual retreat, they started posting podcast episodes about why it's so bad to eat beef and basically condemning people for eating beef. Also talking about all the importance of microdosing psychedelics. And they...
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. I'm your host, Adam A. Adams. Today, on this episode, we are talking about the most critical, number one pitfall, which is you letting down your listener. Here's a true story, and I'll leave out names and change just enough details to protect the innocent. But once upon a time, an actual client of ours who served entrepreneurs on their podcast kind of went off the deep end for a minute. They went to a spiritual retreat, and this retreat impacted this person greatly. When they came home from the retreat, the next four episodes they posted were an episode about why it's so bad to eat beef, what it's doing to the world, what it's doing to our pollution, how much they eat, how much water they drink, and just how bad it is for the environment to eat beef. The second thing that they talked about was microdosing psychedelics, talking about mushrooms and some other drugs and why it's so important to take these drugs. The third thing that the person posted is an episode about something called grounding. I'm not fully aware of it, but basically you just go bare feet and it's supposed to be really good for you. The fourth thing that they talked about was this awkward thing called gazing, where basically two humans, they just stare at each other's eyes. I would be awkward, like trying to look at some other guy and just like stare at the eyes. It just feel weird. But this person was talking about the two humans just staring at each other's eyes, and it's this thing called gazing. Now, all four things are probably true, and all four things are probably impactful, especially to this one client of ours. However, the perfect avatar, the perfect listener, didn't want to take drugs, or they didn't want to go vegetarian or vegan off of one podcast episode. They didn't care so much about grounding or this weird thing called gazing. They didn't care about all that stuff, right? And by the way, if you're a grounder or a gazer and I'm offending you, forgive me. It is still weird to me though, because I would have a hard time gazing into someone else's eyes, except for my sweetheart. She and I stare at her in her eyes all the time, and I get the butterflies. That I'm used to, but perfect stranger, still weird for me. Don't be offended. So before these four episodes came out, it's important that you understand that this client, they went from around 1,100 downloads per month, which is not bad. There's a lot of people that are doing less than that. So 1,100 downloads per month already put him basically near the top 10% of all podcasts out there. So we start marketing for this person, and we ended up bringing that podcast to well over 10,000 downloads per month, up to 13,000 downloads, which was freaking cool. Like going almost basically 10xing the success of the podcast. They have 10 more times the listenership, and they're growing their podcast. They're excited. And then they come home from this freaking spiritual retreat, and they are not serving the avatar anymore. They got their own agenda. They want to change the world. And I believe in changing the world. And I believe in maybe sprinkling in some of these things that you're passionate about. Maybe not eating beef, you know, maybe psychedelics, maybe grounding or gazing. But with your podcast, you can't just feel bored of the old content or get interested in some other topic after you've already made that promise to your listener. If you can go back to episode number 50 and learn what all the pieces are to your trailer episode and making the big promise to the listener, if you go outside of that on one episode every now and again, that's one thing. But if you do four episodes back to back to back that don't solve your listener's problem, why they came to your show, you thought that you'd just have a guest on your show because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. You got bored with your old content, or you just wanted something was interesting to you. Do this sparingly, because if you do it too much, you'll get a similar result to this client. In fact, as we grew their podcast from around 1,100 to 10 to 13,000, 10x their success. After these four episodes came out, check this out. They went down below 1,100 downloads per month. And to be honest, it's not in front of me anymore. I just remember it went under and I was like, are you serious? Like, why did it go so far? And then I had to go and listen to the episodes. I had to go and see, what are we doing for marketing? Because that's my business. I own growyourshow.com. We grow people's shows. We grow their listeners, downloads, ratings, and reviews, their traction, the amount of money that they can make through their podcast. We help them get, you know, monetize their podcast. And with this person, after coming home from this retreat and just kind of having like almost a spiritual awakening and wanting to change the world, they let their listener down. And they lost listeners. All of the months that we put into growing from 1,100 to over 10,000, all of the effort, all of the freaking money that they spent with my team in order to do this. I had a whole bunch of my team doing private messaging campaigns for this person. Like, private messaging campaigns, basically our goal is to connect with entrepreneurs that wanted to listen to his or her podcast. And we wanted to connect with those entrepreneurs and let them know about the podcast. And we actually got this person tons of people. But then he or she ended up letting their listener down. All of the work, the effort, the time, the money, everything that was invested, lost because they wanted to try something new. And they let down their listener. So the moral of the story, this is a true story. Yes, I left out names, maybe changed a couple of details just to protect the innocent. Just want you to really understand that once you give a promise to your listener, for example, you say you're going to publish every Monday, and then you don't publish on a Monday, you lose credibility with your listener. Your listener believed in you. They came on a Monday and you let them down. If you let them down once or twice, by missing a Monday once or twice, you'd probably be okay. They'd probably forgive you. They may not do as much business with you. And so you might actually lose out on some money. You probably lose out on some listeners, but the ones who really care about you, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt once or twice. But when you give them four episodes back to back that don't serve the reason why they came to your podcast, and or you not showing up every Monday like you said you would, or every Thursday like you said you would, if you don't give them what you tell them you're going to give them, the way that you say that you're going to give them, not only will you lose listeners where this person went under his or her normal 1,100 downloads, but also you're less likely to make money through your podcast. If you have sponsors, sponsors not going to keep paying money if you don't have any more downloads. But also B, if you show that you aren't going to keep your promise with your podcast, then how can your listener trust you when you say, you need to hire me? You need to go hire this sponsor of mine. You need to download this PDF that'll solve your problems. They're not going to trust you anymore. They're either going to leave or they're not going to take action. And if they don't take action, you know you want to make income and impact on the world. You will not be able to do that if you let your listener down the way this other client did. This has been episode number 50, which is pitfall number one, letting your listener down. I hope and even pray that you take this episode to heart. And whatever the promise is that you give your listener, that you show up how often you say you're going to and the way that you say you're going to on a consistent basis over time. And as you do that, Darren Hardy's book, The Compound Effect, is going to increase listenership and increase your income and the impact that you can make on the entire world by staying consistent. I appreciate you listening. I'm glad, you know, just on a personal note, it's like I was looking at the podcast stats today, and this is only episode number 50, and we're well over 100 ratings and reviews. I think the last time I checked, we're over 200. And I just have so much gratitude for you taking action on leaving an honest written rating and a review for the show, you sharing this podcast with your friend. It's impacted my heart, my mind, my excitement of hosting this podcast and pouring into you on almost a daily basis. So thank you. I am grateful for you. And it's been an exciting journey. My last podcast, I had like 500 plus episodes. It's all sold and I enjoyed that. And I'm getting just so much value personally by hosting this podcast. I'd love to hear from you, like pros and cons, you know, after listening to 50-ish episodes, if you wouldn't mind taking a moment or two to leaving an honest written rating, like a review, like you jump into iTunes or wherever you're listening to this, and let me know pros or cons. All I want is honesty. All I need to know is what you still want to learn that I've missed, what you're looking to grow, how much this has supported you or not. So if you can just carve out just 2 minutes right now at the end of this podcast episode, I'd be ever so grateful. It's been fun being part of your journey. I've enjoyed you being part of my journey as a podcaster as well. Oh, and by the way, I know I'm not supposed to have more than one call to action. So the main call to action is don't let your listener down. The second call to action is leave an honest review so that I can support you better. The third call to action for today is I really would like to interview you on this show. So if you have your podcast ready, or even if you just don't know where to start, but you'd love some free advice, like a free one-on-one call, we can record that call and add it to the podcast so that others can learn as well. I'd be more than happy to have you on this show. So reach out to me. We'll put a link in the show notes right now. So just scroll down. You can connect with me. So the three calls to action, one last time, are do not let your listener down like this other client. B, take a moment to leave an honest review. And C is don't eat beef. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.